Hi, I'm Dan. I'm going to tell you a wonderful story. It's the story of our world. This world is our home, so we should know something about it, how God created it, and how people populated it with many nations, kingdoms, and tribes. Let's start by taking a look at Figure 1. That's the drawing you have with this lesson. You're looking at our home. That drawing is our home, Earth. Now, Figure 1 shows us one side of the Earth. Here we see the continent of America. To the east of it, we see the Atlantic Ocean. To the west of it, we see the Pacific Ocean. And in these oceans are many islands. You know, I love the sound of the ocean. Have you ever heard it before? Have you ever been to an island on one of the oceans? Now, before I tell you about the history of the world, I want you to know a few things about the geography of our world. Now, geography is the study of the location of countries, cities, rivers, mountains, lakes, and other features of the world. Now, first of all, our world is a round globe, which is 24,000 miles in circumference. That means around. It's 24,000 miles around. Do you know how long that is? It's so long that before the days of airplanes, cars, and trains, I love the sound of trains, don't you? Before those days, it took a whole year for a man to go around the world. I don't know about you, but my feet would hurt from walking so much. I'm glad we have cars and planes now, aren't you? Now, the surface of the world is divided into land and water. The land consists of continents and islands, and the water consists of seas and oceans, lakes, and rivers. Now I want you to look back at our drawing again and look at Figure 2. Figure 2 represents the eastern continent, which is divided into Europe, Africa, and Asia. At the bottom right of the map, we also have Oceania. Now to the west of Europe and Africa is the Atlantic Ocean. To the east of Asia is the Pacific Ocean. To the south of Asia is the Indian Ocean. The Southern Ocean lies toward the southern part of the globe. The Northern Ocean lies toward the northern part of the globe. Let me tell you about that north. It's cold there. Brr. Now that we've looked at the surface of the Earth, we can start telling the story of the people who live on it, the human race. That's you and me, and all of our neighbors. You know, we looked at the maps and we've seen the whole world before our eyes. People like you, that's right, just like you live in those parts. Now, they may look a little different, they may dress different, but they're people, just like you. So learn to care about people. All people, everywhere. And we can start by learning human history. So let's get to know our neighbor, shall we? And that's what we're going to do in these studies. In the following lessons, we'll talk about the histories of each part of the world. That means we will tell the story of the human race in five parts. First, we will tell the story of Asia. Second, we will tell the story of Africa. Third, Europe. Fourth, America. And fifth, we will tell the story of Oceania. Oceania is Australia and the surrounding islands in the Pacific and Indian Oceans. You know, this is going to be fun. I look forward to doing this with you for the rest of the year. This is Dan. Thanks for listening. I can't wait to talk to you next time. Be good.